I want to drink you a little bit. A mad foggy fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Foggy wants to bring Mad home for Christmas. The problem? He's a vampire, and Mad was trained by the most ruthless vampire hunter in a century. This can only end well. It was winter break in a week and Christmas by extension. Mad didn't have any family or anyone to spend the holidays with except him. That was a pretty good reason to invite him to come home with him, right? There was also a few good reasons not to invite him, but they weren't reasons Foggy could tell Matt. It wasn't the sort of thing he could just casually drop into a conversation. Hey buddy, want to come home with me for Christmas? You do? Cool. Couple things. My family is kind of a clan of vampires. I've been around for about 500 years longer than I told you, but it's cool, right? Everyone lies about their age. Oh, and one last thing. I'm kind of in love with you, and the only problem with that is, one, vampires mate for life, and that's kind of a big commitment. Two, I don't date humans, because my self-control is not that great, especially around you. And three, you smell amazing, and I want to drink you a little bit. Yeah, he couldn't invite him. He also couldn't not invite him. How was that for a double negative? It was a bad idea, and also kind of a family secret. Ed didn't want him going around telling people. The only reason his clan had survived when other clans and their nests had been destroyed was that they'd stay hidden. But then Foggy decided to give law school a try because he was bored with the meat trade and frankly he could do without Theo's werewolf pulse in his life. That was like asking for trouble. One riled up wolf and a chump that took his head clean off his shoulders and he was done for. No thank you. Besides, it was easier to fit in at college since everyone looked dead tired and slept late all the time anyway. He would have been worried about having a Catholic roommate if any of that crucifix stuff actually held up. There was about as much substance to it as there was to holy water, which was all talk as far as he was concerned. It was almost funny, really, just how much misinformation was out there. It was safer that way for the Nelson clan anyway. He could brush off a stake to the chest without too much trouble. A decapitation? Not so much. He sighed, returning to his current problem. Christmas. He wished he hadn't told Matt so much about his family. He'd stuck to the funny stories with the more human aspects. Obviously, he didn't tell him about anything a mere mortal would find weird, like blood drinking or enhanced senses or, you know, the fact that he was basically immortal, death by decapitation excluded. There was always the option of, you know, telling him the truth and everything, but there were a few drawbacks to that. Ed wouldn't like it, of course. Neither would anyone else in the clan if he exposed their secret to an unknown human. There was a risk that word would get around to vampire hunters, and then Ed would be the least of Foggy's worries. The biggest risk of all, however, was that Matt would either not take them seriously, or he'd take it badly, freak out, and disappear. Not that Foggy couldn't track him down by scent if he left, but that seemed like a bad idea. Matt was his friend, and he wouldn't force himself on him, whether as a vampire or as a potential suitor. Everywhere he looked, there were no good options. He sighed and flopped on his bed, feeling defeated. He could always refuse to invite him for family reasons, and that would be at last a half-true rather than a lie. The door to the dorm room opened, and Foggy closed his eyes and gritted his teeth. It hurt. His fang fought to descend, a primal reaction to Matt's scent that he wouldn't give in to. He was just hungry, he told himself. He hadn't fed in about 4 days, not since the criminology paper from hell. He should visit his dad's shop. They were never short on blood bags. It wasn't quite the same as blood fresh from the source, but it was enough. That was the point of the trade deal with the werewolf pug, right? His dad had orchestrated a deal a decade or so ago that ensured the supply of animal hearts to the hungry werewolf pugs and blood for the thirsty vampires without humans being alerted to their presence in Hell's Kitchen. Everyone was happy. He got up and moved to the door without even acknowledging Matt. Surprised and a little hurt flickered across his roommate's face as he said, "Where are you going?" Foggy sighed. "Out. I need something to eat." "I'll go with you," Matt volunteered immediately and Foggy grimaced. "No," he said quite firmly. Matt frowned. "Why not?" "I just feel like grabbing a bite alone, that's all," said Foggy, shrugging his shoulders like it was no big deal. He could tell from the look on Matt's face that it was a big deal, though. Matt thought he was trying to ditch him on purpose. He could hear a slight quickening in his heartbeat as well. It made Matt's nervousness blatantly apparent to him, and he frowned, trying to decipher his roommate's expression. For a blind guy who didn't read too many faces, or any, he was pretty well practiced at hiding his own expression. It was an impressive skill. "Just eat here," said Matt with an air of impatience. "What's the big deal?" Foggy shook his head and took a hasty step backwards. "No, I can't do that." "Foggy, I'm telling you it's okay," Matt murmured reassuringly, almost temptingly. "I trust you." Foggy frowned. "What are you talking about?" Matt gave an impatient huff and dragged his fingers through his hair, coating his digits in the smell of natural oils that had Foggy almost drooling as his roommate said, "I know you're different, okay?" Panic rose up inside Foggy and he said shakily, "Define different." Matt didn't know, right? He couldn't, because if he did, if Foggy's vampirism was so obvious that his blind roommate could discover it, he'd gotten sloppy. He was tempted to flee at that very moment, to run home to Ed and Anna, to retreat to the relative safety of the nest. He felt horribly exposed, and then Matt said something that was the last thing he could ever have expected. "I can't hear your heartbeat," he admitted, everything Foggy thought he knew about him obliterated at that very moment. "What do you mean, you can't hear my—" he stammered uncertainly. "What are you?" Matt grinned a devilish, "I've got you now," grin. "You first." Foggy shook his head. "I can't, Matt. I'm sorry." Matt's smile faded, and he said with a sigh, "I found out myself then." "Good luck," Foggy said obstinately, lifting his chin. He narrowed his eyes as Matt, half wanting to challenge him, whatever he was. Human. Definitely human. He could smell it on him. Matt was no vampire and no werewolf either. There was no smell of wet dog on him like there was on the wolves, Foggy knew. Matt smelled sweet, like brandy schnapps, bubblegum, and vanilla buttercream all rolled into one delicious temptation. He was human, a smart human and a devious one, supernaturally enhanced in some way, but human. "It won't be hard," said Matt with a hard, dangerous edge to his tone. "Yeah," Foggy retorted, challenging him. "Yeah," Matt repeated calmly. "You don't have a heartbeat. You're always cold. You hate leaving the dorm room in the middle of the day." "I told you, I have sensitive skin," Foggy insisted, possessed with a mad desire to laugh. Matt had nothing, no real evidence, just suspicions that he could totally talk his way out of. "And I told you," Matt persisted with the air of a man coming in from the coup de grace. "I'm blind, not stupid. I was trained by a vampire hunter named Stick when I was a child. You've heard of him, I take it?" he added as Foggy stumbled back, horrified. "He taught me how to recognize the signs, how to hate you. But I don't. The opposite, in fact. I just want the truth, Foggy." Everything in Foggy screamed at him to run. He was stronger than Matt, supernaturally so, and he was fast. He could disappear into the night faster than a human could blink. The fact that Matt knew Stick unnerved him. The man had destroyed at least 5 clans single-handedly, and Matt's assurance that he didn't hate him and that he wasn't a vampire hunter did little to reassure him. What the hell did he know about Matt Murdock? "Not much," he reflected grimly as Matt withdrew a pocket knife and rolled up the sleeve of his left arm. "What are you, crazy?" Foggy exclaimed, staring at him in wide-eyed horror. "Maybe," Matt said quietly. "Maybe I just like to know I'm right." "Matt, this is insane. Don't!" Foggy pleaded, too late as Matt drew the blade across his wrist, scarlet trickling from him in the form of such potent temptation that Foggy was dragged to his knees with the effort it took to resist. But Matt was relentless. "Smells good, doesn't it?" he said, dropping the blade and moving nearer, like nectar to hummingbirds. Foggy trembled and fought off every instinct he had, his head spinning with wound as he said desperately, "Matt, I don't know what you think is going on here or what you're trying to prove." "I'm trying to prove that I don't care," Matt said gently, standing over him. "You can have me, Foggy. Take as much as you want. I trust you." Foggy shook his head. "You can't offer me this." "I can," Matt said with certainty as Foggy's resolve wavered, splintering with the force of the words. "Just a taste. Come on, you know you want to." Foggy's self-control snapped, and he sees Mazarest, seeing no fear in his face, only tempting invitation. He surrendered to the pull of the trickle of red, his fangs making their presence known with such speed that he wondered how much longer he could have resisted, if at all, as he pressed a kiss to the shallow cut and then licked, surrendering and then sucking greedily, drowning in the fierce rush of pleasure. "It's okay," Matt murmured encouragingly, stroking Foggy's hair with his free hand as he surrendered to his deepest held cravings. "I've had enhanced senses since I was 9, he admitted in that soft tone. "It was an accident. That's how I know you're different, and I know some others are too. That's how I know it's okay to want you, to want this, to want to feel good after all the bad. We're meant to be, Foggy, you and me." Foggy hummed and closed his eyes, content to feed slowly now, to feel blissfully awash in the sweet addictiveness of it all. They talked, he told himself, after he'd had his fill. Matt didn't know yet. He didn't know the beautiful bond that would form between them with repeated feedings over many years. It was blissful nirvana, and it went both ways. Matt was right. It was time to feel good and quit worrying about the consequences. He'd been afraid for half a millennium. He wasn't now, not even of a vampire hunter's former protege.